This is Pastor Harvey with the Bible Hour broadcast. So glad to have you with us today, and I pray that the Spirit of God would bless your heart as we look into God's precious Word in the book of Romans in just a few moments. So glad to have each one of you listening in. We trust that if you have a friend that's nearby and you'd be concerned about them hearing the broadcast as well, that you'd give them a phone call now while we make our offer about a Bible for Christmas time. While we're doing this, why don't you just call one of your friends and tell them to listen in, that they might hear the precious Word of God broadcasted over the air. I'm sure it'll be a blessing to their heart as well if you do that. Now we have offer number three. Offer number three, this is a Revelation Bible, King James Version. It's a blue cover and blue page ends as well. It's not a very real expensive Bible, but we want to just get these Bibles out. One of our friends gave us eight of these nice Revelation Bibles to offer to our listening audience to promote and to help the radio ministry. So if you'll send at least a dollar just to cover the postage and handling of this Bible, we'll send you this Bible free of charge except for the postage. We feel like at least a dollar to cover this would help us out so much. But we want to get these out into the hands of those that would like to give them as gifts to friends. Maybe you have an unsaved friend who needs a Bible. Maybe one who's just been born again and you'd like to give them a nice Bible at Christmas time, or maybe just right now for any occasion, just because you want them to have a Bible for themselves. Why don't you send in to the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Getzville, New York, zip code 14068. That address again is the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Getzville, New York, zip code 14068. I'm sure it'll be a blessing to you. Let's bow for prayer now before we get into the Word of God. Our Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the many that support the broadcast week after week, for their love for the gospel, their love for sinners that need to hear the message of salvation, and then their love for the saints and for the work of God, for the church of the living God. And I pray, O God, that you'd bless the broadcast now. Speak to hearts. May every word be the blessing that we desire it to be, and we'll thank you for it now. Save sinners. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Now we're studying in the book of Romans, chapter number 2 and verse number 5, as far as we got down to last broadcast. Turn with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 2, verse number 5. If you don't have a Bible, we trust you'll listen attentively to the precious word as we preach it over the air. Chapter 2 of Romans, verse number 5. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Now, in the preceding verses, we've seen three different times the words mentioned, the judgment of God. The judgment of God. The judgment of God. And now it says the righteous judgment of God. God is concerned that we as God's children, we as God's church, know that there is a judgment day coming. The Bible says, for every one of us shall give account of himself to God. The Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Every knee, every tongue will confess Christ one day. Oh, how much better to confess him on this side of the grave and repent, turn from sin, and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, rather than on the other side to go out into eternity unsaved and throughout the ages screaming in the charred walls of hell, lost, lost, I'm lost, I'm lost. Oh, I'm so glad I was saved some 17 years ago now, month of August, I don't recall exactly the week. I was at Bible camp up near Binghamton, New York, and God's precious Holy Spirit arrested my soul, showed me I was a sinner, And by faith, I received Jesus Christ and trusted him. And ever since then, by the grace and help of God, I've been living for Jesus. What a thrill. Every day is a glad day for me. There's burdens, there's trials we have down here. But oh, the heartaches are not to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. And the glory we can have every day, the blessing of witnessing to lost sinners. Just on the way over here to broadcast, I had the privilege of giving a man a gospel tract as we came out of the bank. Took care of some of our own personal needs, gave him a gospel tract, and my wife said, oh, it looked like he read every word of the tract. She saw him come out of the bank as I was going in, and he read the tract. How wonderful to realize that we have a privilege to give the gospel out, to get the gospel to sinners, and to just broadcast over the air. We thank God that we don't take a penny of the broadcast money. Every dime's going back into the broadcast so that we can see sinners saved, and we can see the work progress, and we can see more station get on more stations with the gospel. Father, the Bible says that we're not to be lovers of money, lovers of pleasure, lovers of money. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. We ought to love the Lord, love the Word, and love to get the gospel out. We're in a wonderful day, and thank God because that 17 years ago I received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Thank God I won't have to go to hell. I won't have to stand before that judgment seat of Christ, undone, lost, and on my way to hell, but I've been redeemed, and I'm so glad that Jesus saved me. I think of this large city of Buffalo and all the people. There's over 1 million people in the surrounding areas and within the city, and I thank God that he reached down and redeemed my soul. But I'm concerned about others in this area, others in Toronto listening in. I'm concerned about those in Hamilton and those big cities and large cities and small towns round about the area that are listening in, that these people there, that you listening, might be born of the Spirit of God and find Jesus so that when you stand before the judgment, the righteous judgment of God, and it will be righteous, that you won't go to hell. God will always do right. If a drunk dies in his drunken stupor, I'll never forget what one pastor said. As he was told about the funeral, he said, I preach one thing, God will do right, and God will do right. If a man's lived in sin and lived ungodly and died in a drunken stupor and gave his life to the devil, God will do right. That man will burn in hell for all eternity. He didn't say that at the funeral. That wouldn't have helped anybody, would it? I don't believe it would have helped a soul, but he just told that God will do right. God will do right. Yes, he will, and I'm so glad of that. And those that are saved by the grace of God, it's because we, by faith, God touched our hearts, and by faith we responded to the message, the righteous judgment of God. Now it says here, or despises, look at verse 4, go back a second. It says, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering. You know, many despise the goodness of God. They despise his patience, his longsuffering, and his forbearance, and they don't repent. Oh, how sad that is. Our business is to turn from sin to the Savior and let Jesus have his way. It says here, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. God says, repent or perish. That's the message. And so it says, the wrath, we're treasuring up. Those that are not saved are treasuring up judgment and wrath against the day of wrath and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. In other words, if we love Christ, we'll get a good treasure in heaven. But if we do not love Christ, if we don't repent, if we don't trust Jesus, we'll go to hell, according to the Bible. Every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. Now look at the punctuation in the 7th verse. It speaks about here, to them who by patient continuance, in others, glory and honor and immortality, for them that seek those three things, glory, honor, and immortality, eternal life is their portion. Those that love the things of God it's talking about. But now look at the next verse. It says, but unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, they don't repent or trust Christ, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul. In other words, he says, but those who do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, their portion is indignation and wrath and tribulation, troubles and problems throughout eternity, and anguish. The Bible says there'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, you say, I will not believe there is a literal burning hell, then you do not believe in Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ taught about a burning, fiery hell that sinners will go to who receive not Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We're in a generation who say, well, I'll just believe like I please. We will not believe like we please. We'll believe what the Bible says, or we'll forever wish that we did believe what the Bible says. We don't believe what we like to believe. I was thinking as I was coming over to the broadcast this morning, it's not what we think, it's what God says. It's not what we feel, it's what God says that makes all the difference in the world. It's not anything else of us, it's all what thus saith the Lord. And God says here that there's going to be indignation, wrath, tribulation, and anguish upon every man, soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also the Gentiles. That includes everyone. You're either Jew or Gentile. Everybody's either in the Jewish economy or they're outside of it. It declares all men lost and undone without God. But glory, honor, and peace. Isn't that wonderful? You know, the Lord doesn't leave us in our degradation. The Lord doesn't leave us in our despondency. The Lord doesn't leave us in without a way out. Oh, it's so wonderful, the grace of God. It says, but glory, honor, and peace. Don't you want glory? Don't you want honor to be honored one day? Don't you want peace in your soul? Then you need to come to the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ, who alone can give that. To every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentiles. For there is no respect of persons with God. And we go on from there, the next broadcast. But I want to mention this. This is not by works now. We're not saved by doing good. We're saved by faith in a good and godly and precious and sinless Savior. That's how we're righteous in God's eyes. Nothing of self, not of works of righteousness, that which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That's in Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9. Not by works of righteousness, for by grace, God's mercy and love, are ye saved. Now, let me ask you a question at the end of this broadcast. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you repented of sin? Do you know a time in your life when you said, oh, dear Lord Jesus, I'm going to hell. I'm going on the wrong road. I need to repent. I need to be born again. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to have to pay for my sin. I need Jesus Christ, and by faith, I will receive Him. I don't want to meet that judgment bar of God unprepared, the judgment of God unprepared. When you stand before that great white throne judgment and you look up upon the Savior's face, will He say, well done, or will He say, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting darkness? If you by faith will trust Him, He'll save you. Would you do it? Bow your head right now and by faith, repent of sin and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. In your own heart, with your own words, I need to be saved. I don't want to go to hell. I need you. Come into my heart. Redeem me. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb, that I might go to heaven. And this judgment will pass over my head. I'll stand before thee, yes, but the judgment will be gone. The indignation and wrath and anguish will be gone because of Calvary, because of this day, because I've put my faith in Jesus, God's Lamb, who shed His blood on Calvary for my sin. I trust you said a prayer in your heart, and you meant it. You prayed a prayer in your heart, and meant it, and repented, and turned to Christ. If so, would you write to us? We want to send you some helpful literature free of charge. Write to the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Gettysville, New York, zip code 14068. We trust you'll write. We want to hear from you and rejoice with you in your newfound faith in Jesus Christ. If you're a Christian and you have trouble about doctrines of the Bible, something bothering you, troubling you, we invite you to write in as well. We want to be a help to young Christians. We have literature on many different things, sex education, many of these other things that we'd be glad to send out to you free of charge if you'll write to us. Whatever God speaks to your heart, capital punishment, these different areas, we invite you to write. We'll send it out free of charge by God's grace. We trust you will. God bless you till next time. And may we encourage you to be faithful to the Bible, to the Lord, the Bible, your God-given convictions, and a good Bible preaching church. May God bless you, is our prayer.